Pilate and Jesus have a conversation on the day that he is crucified. And Jesus said, I came into the world, speaking to Pilate, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. And then we recall Pilate's famous words, what is truth? What is truth? And Jesus says in another place, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth shall what? Set you free, or make you free. The question is, are we abiding in that truth today? Are we abiding in the truth of Christ? Are we in Christ? Although Jesus is not with us physically like he was with those disciples, guess what? We have it better. We have the Holy Spirit that is promised to be with us forever. If we love him, if we obey his commandments, if we abide in him. Secondly, I believe Jesus is saying here, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life. The Spirit of life. He said, because I live, you shall live also. What does he mean? Jesus again says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the good news is that Jesus conquered the power of sin and death. The power of God raised Jesus from the dead. The same power that raised Jesus from that tomb is the same power that gives us life. Abundant life in this life. And the hope and promise of eternal life in the next. No matter what life throws at us, no matter what difficulties, tragedies, adversities, or circumstances come our way, if we abide in him, we can have life in the midst of death. We can have hope in the midst of hopelessness. We can have assurance when all things seem lost. And finally, it says here that Jesus is love. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God's love, the Spirit of love. Those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. What is the true sign of a true, genuine, real Christian? Love. How we love God, how we love one another. Love, love, love. There's a song we sing in the church. It's called, They Shall Know We Are Christians by Our Love. All this comes from the Holy Spirit. God is love. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Jesus Christ is the incarnation of God, the flesh and blood of God that came to earth, died, resurrected, returned to heaven, but left us his Spirit and gave us his Spirit at Pentecost. He breathed on his disciples and gave them the Holy Spirit so that they could have an advocate, they could have a paraclete, they could have a helper, a teacher, a guide until he returns. But there are some strings attached here. There is a condition to this. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If we say we love Jesus, and we sing it all the time, don't we? Oh, how I love Jesus. We sing about love. We sing it every Sunday morning. We sing it at 11, at 8, at 9:15. It's all about love. Then Jesus says, you will keep my commandments. And what is the commandment of Jesus? Love one another. I call it the 11th commandment. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment. Love one another just as I have loved you, and you should love one another. Let me ask you another question. Do you know somebody who's going through a rough time right now? Think about it. Do you know someone who's struggling, defeated, feels like life has beat them up, and they're without hope? Jesus says, love one another. Do you know someone who has gotten a test result back from the doctor that isn't so good? And they're struggling with that. That biopsy or that lab work came back and it's not very pretty. Jesus says, love one another. Do you know someone who's lost a loved one? someone who's grieving deeply the loss of a spouse or a child or any loved one. Yes, even a pet. We love our pets, don't we? Jesus says, love one another. Do you know someone who's been rejected? Someone recently divorced, separated, going through all kinds of marital problems? Someone who's lost their job? What does Jesus say? Love one another. Folks, Jesus has no hands or feet but ours. You've heard me say that God's called us to be love with legs. I like that expression. Love with legs. Let us be that comforting presence. God works through God's people to minister to one another, to help one another, to come alongside that. What is our Stephen ministry all about, for God's sake? It's all about coming alongside someone who's hurting. Love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, Jesus says, if you have love for one another. Remember, Jesus is not with us physically, but that's not a bad thing. The good news is that he is with us every single day through the power of the Holy Spirit. And if that Spirit abides in your heart, you will obey his commandments. You will love one another. In and of ourselves, we can't do it. We don't have it in us. But with Christ living, abiding in us, we can do all things in Christ who strengthens us. We have Jesus with us forever in this life and in the life to come. He has given us his Spirit. The Spirit of what? Spirit of truth, the Spirit of life, and the Spirit of love. What more do we need? What more do we need to live this life God has called us to? Just remember that no matter what life throws at you, Jesus is saying to you today, I am with you. I will go with you through the fire and through the water. I will be there during the storms. I will be with you when times get rough. I am running the race with you. I will not let you go. I will be with you. Just abide in me. Trust me, he says. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much. We need this reminder each and every day that no matter how bad things get, no matter how dark the night, no matter how rough the sea or how hot the fire, we know that we know that we know that you are with us. And I pray, Father, that every soul here today knows that, knows in their heart that you live in them. But Lord, if they're not sure, if they don't know you, I pray, Father, that right now, today, they will accept your invitation of love, that they will open their hearts and let you in. Lord God, I pray that as we sing this closing song, that your Spirit will minister to each person here today, especially those who are hurting. And those who do not know you, touch them, heal them, save them. All this we ask and pray in the name of the Spirit of truth, life, and love, Jesus the Christ. And all God's people said, Amen.